So now to some more news that's caught my eye this week. Something that I've often wondered, I don't know about yourself, Chris, but could a bloke's ball size predict how good they could be in terms of their paternal skills?
We're talking testicular size here,
we
right?
We are talking testicular size, yes. Yeah. So there's been a paper that's been published this week, which seems to suggest that men with smaller testicles tend to be more involved as fathers. It's not yet known, however, if ball size could be used to preemptively predict paternal skills. So this has been published in a really high-ranking journal called Penis. It's rather an aptly named journal, which is the acronym for the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences. And it's by James Reiling and colleagues at the Emory University in Georgia, America. So they measured the volume of 55 fathers' testicles using MRI scans. And they then asked the fathers how well they thought they were at parenting. So they asked them questions like, for example, do you help bathe your children when you come in from work? Would you like to help bathe your children? How well would you rate yourself as a father? Do you help pick up the children from school, for example? Do you spend time reading them stories at bedtime? And not just content with getting the father's reports on how they were as a father, they also asked the mother as well. And they also put the father under a brain scanner, and they looked at brain activity as the father was shown pictures of his children. What the researchers saw, possibly kind of counterintuitively, those fathers with smaller testicular volumes actually seemed to be better at parenting in terms of these subjective questions of whether they helped read the children bedtime stories and what the mothers thought of their parenting skills. And also the areas of the brain that lit up with higher amounts of activity in the empathy areas and the consideration for other areas of the brain when they looked at photographs of their children.
I gather, though, from what you're saying, that they have just looked at one moment in time. This is not a longitudinal study following people up, so I guess they don't know if those people who were very good parents with now very small testes, if actually, before they had children, they had much bigger testicles. Because we know that men's behaviour changes when they have children. We know that they become much more paternalistic. They're much less aggressive after having children.
That's a really good point, Chris. And I've got some friends whose wives and partners have just had children, and their entire body shapes have changed, actually. They may have got kind of love handles, and there may be, I don't know, there's something going on where they're
just eating too much.
They're going through the pregnancy process with the woman. I don't know what's happening, but their body shapes are changing. And so whether there's any changes down there, it's not yet known. So we can't use this study to say that you could preemptively predict the paternal skills of a man based on his testicular volume. We can't say that.
I'm sure someone will give it a go. Anyway, thank you for that, Hannah.